So talking about the porch, you would climb up the what to get from the front yard to the porch?
The steps.
Yeah, and the inside, if you're going to the second floor, you'd go up the
stairs.
Stairs inside, okay. This expression, if I walked in your living room and left the door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to do what?
Close the door.
Okay, anything besides that?
A lot of people say shut, but I always use the word close.
Is there any difference in the two phrases to you, like as far as politeness goes, maybe?
I think close would be the more polite mm-hmm. phrase of the two.
Okay.
Although I don't think there's really anything, you know, I don't know of anybody that would take any offense if they were told to shut the door.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Frame houses, the way they're constructed on the outside, you know, so that the boards kind of lap over each other mm-hmm. like this. Do you know a name for that kind of construction?
Weatherboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to ask you how you use the word drive. For example, I might say that I'm going to get in my car and to town.
I always say go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to particularly investigate this verb, though. If you were going to use the word drive, you'd say, I got in my car and I...
Oh, and I drove to town. Mm-hmm.
And if you've done a lot of it lately, you'd say,
I've driven 100 miles.
I sure do like to...
Drive.
Right, okay. All right, getting back to the house, the part that covers the entire top, that would be the...
Roof.
Okay. On the roof, are you familiar with these things right on the edge that are constructed to carry off rainwater?
Gutters.
Gutters, yeah, all right. And some houses that have different slopes of the roof, a place where two different slopes would meet, say, this area right mm-hmm. here. Do you have a name for that?
Valley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Could that ever be called a gutter around here?
I guess it could be. I've never heard that. I've got some things on my house that aren't on, they're almost a lot of old houses. They're built in gutters, but they're nothing other than that. They're an indention in the roof. They're on a flat roof.
And mm-hmm. So usual term around here would be valley, as far as you.
For yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
All right. What about a little building you might have in your backyard, or if you're on a farm? Around the farmhouse where you might store, keep your tools, things like that.
Garage.
Okay. Any other type of little building for storage?
A lot of folks call it a barn, but I never refer to it as a barn.
Do you think of a barn as being a pretty large building?
I think of a barn not only as being large, but as being out in the country and in mm-hmm. place yeah. where, you know, I always
wouldn't expect to find a barn in.
In town. That's right.
Yeah. Do you know the word shed?
Mm-hmm. I always think of a shed as being an addition to a garage or a barn, a place on the side of it that's supported on one side by the main structure.
It's not freestanding then.
I never think of a shed as being freestanding.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, before people had indoor plumbing, what about toilet facilities?
They had an outhouse.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other terms for outhouse?
Heard it called privy. But hardly anything else.
All right. Okay, talking about the farm, when you think of a farm around here, what are some of the typical buildings that come to mind?
Think of a house and a barn, and I always think of the well house,
mm-hmm.
the little house where the pump is.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it the pump house, I always call it the well house.
So there was some structure built over the well then in this part of the country?
There is now, because it's you need to protect the pump from freezing in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
In the past, there a lot of times there wouldn't be anything but a curb,
mm-hmm.
and then a little, you know, something to hold a windlass to pull the
mm-hmm.
bucket up with.
Yeah, I see. What about a building where you might keep grain or corn?
People call that the crib, but I never had any dealings at all with that.
You're not personally familiar.
No, but I hear people talk of the crib.
Mm-hmm.